Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, Ngā Tanahira Tokoingoa. This is your Wātea News. The Pai Oranga system of iwi community panels to deal with low-level offending is to be extended. At Hopu Hopu this morning, Police Minister Poto Williams announced $70 million more for the program, which will fund an additional 12 panels, including 9 new rangatahi panels, as well as 35 full-time equivalent positions within police. Deputy Police Commissioner Wally Homaha says police have been working for 5 years with iwi and Māori providers to bring tikanga Māori restorative justice practices into the justice system to make it more humane and responsive. He says an internationally peer-reviewed evaluation has shown a 22% reduction.
Regardless of your culture, your gender, your age, your social positioning, financial position, it's a program that's there for everyone. You know, we've had people of all different ethnicities coming through the marae, panel members who are experienced, some of our kaumātua who sit at the table, and the outcomes have been absolutely significant. In fact, I would go as far as to say that it's world-leading.
Wally Homaha. The Prime Minister says efforts to integrate iwi and marae into emergency management are already bearing fruit with the responses to the Canterbury floods. Jacinda Ardern and Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor toured the region yesterday, with Mr O'Connor declaring the flood an adverse event, triggering the release of $500,000 for the recovery. Ms Ardern says money is also going into the Mayoral Relief Fund to help with the clean-up. She spoke last week at a national hui of emergency management leaders, which discussed the need for Māori to be integrated into planning for emergencies at an early stage and the capacity of marae to help become part of the preparation.
That means sitting alongside one another. So when I was at the Emergency Operations Centre in Christchurch on Monday, Ngāi Tahu were there. Hakitiri marae have been the ones housing some of the people, sheltering some of the people who have been stranded. So we're already starting to see that change in approach, but we want to see more of it.
A major focus today is restoring transport links, with load testing being done on a bridge on State Highway 1 south of Ashburton, which showed signs of slumping. New rules have been announced for whitebaiting, but Forest and Bird says they are fluff around the edges and won't bring back native fish from the breaking point. Acting Conservation Minister Ayesha Verrill says changes to be phased in over 3 years include prohibiting fishing within 20 metres of structures such as weirs and groins where fish congregate, a one net per stand rule, and restricting fishing to estuaries and near river mouths. From next year, the season will be shortened to run from September 1st to October 30. Dr. Verrill says the changes will improve the sustainability of threatened species while ensuring Kiwis can continue the tradition of catching a feed in their local river. Forest and Bird freshwater advocate Annabeth Cohen says what's missing from the announcement are the essentials of fishery management, fishing licences, catch limits and better data collection. And that is your Wātea News.